Amen. God is so good. Isn't it good to be in church on a Sunday morning? Amen. Isn't it good to worship Jesus and to know that He's alive? Amen. That our worship and our praise is being lifted up to a God that is alive, that is doing well. Amen. And I believe that there is no organization on this earth like the church. We are the hope of the world. How many of you believe that? Amen. God's called us not just God has called us not just to do church, He's called us to be the church. It's a big difference. May we be the church. May we live a life of worship. May we live a life reflecting in the image of Christ on this earth. Amen? Can you say amen? It's so good to be here with you this morning. And I just want to, we're going to get straight into the Word. Time is of the essence. And just really picking up from what the brother was just sharing now. It's amazing how the Lord puts things together. You know, I know what I preach in my church, what the Lord lays on my heart to preach in our church back there in 8 Mile Plains. But whenever we go and preach in another church, you just really need to seek the face of God in a different way, because you're not part of that church. You're not part of that culture. You're not part of the vision, what's going on in that church. But God knows. God knows. So if we seek His face, if we say, Lord, deposit in my heart a word for that church, for that house, I think He's pretty good at giving you exactly what that church needs. Amen? So this morning, I just want to share about you being a sustainer. You individually being a sustainer, and this church being a sustainer in the community. The church will be as strong as you are. And God is calling you and I to be sustainers. Sustainers. Hallelujah. God is calling you and I to be sustainers, so that the church can be a sustainer. We have a mentality where we want to be sustained. We want to be blessed. We want people to give to us. I mean, it's nice to be a receiver. In the kingdom, and if you read throughout the Bible, God is always stretching us to believe, to not only be a receiver, but to be a giver, to be a sustainer. See, don't just pray to God to give to you. Pray that God will give through you. Did you hear that? Don't just pray to God to give to me. Give me, Lord, give me. Ask God, pray to God that He will give through you. Don't just pray to God, bless me. Bless me, Lord. Pray, God, bless through me. Don't just pray, Lord, heal me. Heal me, Lord. Say, Lord, heal through me. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Don't just say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, Lord. I want to hear your voice, Lord, speak to me. No, change the concept. Say, Lord, speak through me. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Don't just say, Lord, love me, Lord. I want you to love me, Lord. Love me, Lord. Change the concept. Change the mentality and say, Lord, love through me. Hallelujah. Love through me. God, I believe, is calling you this morning to be a sustainer. Hallelujah. To be someone that He can use in this church, in this community, in this city, and in this nation, to be a vessel in His hands to touch those that we have an influence over. Let's open our Bibles to the book of 1 Kings, and we're going to see this here this morning, just for a short few minutes here. Sustainers. Everybody say sustainer. Say this: God has called me to be a sustainer. Not just to be sustained, but to be a sustainer. The word sustain means to support, to supply, to nourish, to feed, to bear the weight, and to bear up from below, to sustain. Now, let's look here in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to verse 16. Because when we say be a sustainer, or be a giver, or be generous, or bless. We always think about what we have. We always look to what we have, and we determine whether we can sustain, whether we can bless by what we have. And usually what we have is really never enough for what God is telling us to do. Because God is a faith God. He is a God of faith. And usually when He comes on the scene of our life and He begins to challenge us about things, it's always going to have a faith edge to it. Amen. So when the very word sustain has faith tied to it, because it will take us out of our comfort zone. It's what I like to call uncomfortable faith. Uncomfortable faith. So for you and I to be candidates in God's hands as sustainers, it's going to take faith. It's going to take, Lord, I know You're asking me to do this. I know You're asking me to be a sustainer, to bless and to give and to raise my bar in giving. But Lord, this is what I have. This is what I'm going through. This is my reality. And God's saying, don't you think I know? See, most of the time when God is challenging us to give or to be a sustainer is because He has a blessing on His mind for you. Can you say amen, church? Hallelujah. He has a blessing on His mind for you, and He needs you to get involved with Him through your faith. Can you say amen, church? I don't want to go off topic, but it's part of my message. When Jesus said to the disciples, and He looked, there was thousands and thousands of people, and he looks at His disciples in John chapter 6. I'll go there quickly, in John chapter 6. And He looks, and he says to His disciples, when Jesus lifted up His eyes, He saw a great company come unto Him, and He said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? So that there's a need. They believe there was probably 20,000 people there. There was a need. There was a need to sustain. There was a need to bless, to feed mouths. And Jesus looks at His disciples. He says, where are we going to buy bread that these may eat? And he said this to prove Him. See, the word prove is the word test. He said this to test Him. Jesus knows in the natural, you cannot feed 20,000 people. But hallelujah, when a supernatural God gets involved with supernatural faith, 20,000 people will be sustained. Hallelujah. He said this to Peter, to Philip and the disciples to prove them, to test them, to see how willing they were to be sustainers, to see how to gauge where their faith level was. I believe many times God cannot do what He has promised us He's going to do because our faith level is not where it should be. Amen. He said this to prove Him. I just want to gauge where your faith is. I just want to see how much you've grown. Amen. It's when the Lord says, go and talk to that person about Me, about Jesus. And He's just testing, He's proving to see how much we've grown, how willing we are to get out of our comfort zone and go and sustain someone and share the good news with them. Hallelujah. He's gauging to see where we are. He knows there's a gift. He's deposited greatness on the inside of you. There are talents that are on the inside of you that God is so desiring that they would come to the fruition so that He can use you to be a history maker, hallelujah, on this earth. To prove you. Has anybody here been proved by God before? Amen. When the offering comes around and you got $100 here and you got $20 here, and the Lord proves you and He says, give the $100. And you go, I rebuke you, Satan. No, that's not Satan. The last time I checked, the devil never wants you to give into the kingdom. Amen. The last time I checked, the devil never wants you to give to the church, to God, to someone. He's not about giving and being a blessing. But see, the Lord says, you know, you've read in the Word, you've been in church a long time. I'm gonna prove where you are. Will you sustain with that $100? And that's a challenge. And listen, when you sow that, when you show God, I'm gonna be a sustainer, beloved. God's blessings are so much more than $100. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. God wants to prosper you. God wants to heal you. God wants to love you. Can you say amen? So that you can continue doing what He has called you to do. To prove it. He said this to prove Him. For I love this. He knew what He would do. Jesus knew what He would do. And He was going to do what He was going to do, but He wanted to use Philip. He wanted to use the disciples. God would do it, but He wants to use you. God will touch this community, but He wants to use this church. Philip answered, and we answered in the natural, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of His disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto Him, there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Well, they are enough when they are put into the hands of God. They are enough when you say, Lord, I want to be a sustainer. Would 5 loaves and 2 fish be enough? It's about the heart. It's about the attitude. It's about saying, God, everything I have is Yours. Hallelujah. Here are the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And look at the faith of the disciples. But what are they among so many? What can that do? And Jesus said, and then look at this, verse 10. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus, I love this, He took the loaves. And when He had given thanks, He distributed. There's that word distributed. He gave. He became a sustainer to the disciples. And the disciples took them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And look at this. When they were filled. Everybody say filled. They were filled. He said unto His disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered together and filled 12 baskets full with fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. So let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8. How long do I have, brother? I think I said last time, does anyone give me 5 more minutes? Yeah? No one's going to put their hand up today, amen? Then I said, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 30. Amen? I won't hold you too long, because if you can get this in your spirit, do you know why a preacher preaches so long? Because he's waiting for the church to get it. If the church got it in 20 minutes, it'll be over, hallelujah. We just keep preaching until the church gets it. Amen. Do you get it this morning? Amen. God wants you to be a sustainer. God wants you to be a vessel in His hands that will bless, that will be generous in this church, so that this church can have everything that it needs to sustain the community. Amen. To support, to supply. Amen. The community. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. There is a widow woman there to sustain you. So obviously, Elijah thinks, well, this widow woman was left an inheritance. She's a millionaire. Because she has been commanded by God to sustain me. She's going to provide for me. She's going to feed me. She's going to bless me. She's going to help me. Because she has been commanded by God to sustain me. So when he gets there, he's waiting to see a woman with a Gucci bag, hallelujah, Giorgio Armani clothes and perfume and nice hair, her makeup done. That's what he's expecting to see. Amen. How many know that God works in mysterious ways? Look at this. So he arose, of course. And he went to Sarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there. Oh, here's the widow woman that's going to sustain me, gathering sticks. Okay, something's not quite right here. Is she the widow woman that I'm meant to, that's going to sustain me, or do I look for somebody else? Some of the greatest people in this church are those that are not packaged correctly. Those that you think have nothing to give are going to be the sustainers of this ministry. Are going to be, hallelujah, the preachers and the evangelists. Like the sister was saying, those little children that right now, you know, they're being little brats. No. God's got his hands on them, and they're going to be used mightily by him. Can you say amen? Praise God. So he gets to the city, and he sees a widow woman picking up sticks, and he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." Now, she goes. As she was going to fetch the water, see, she was going to fetch the water because in her mind, she had water. And don't miss this. She was going to get the water because in her mind, I have water. So if the man of God is asking for water and God had commanded her to sustain him, in her mind, she's thinking all he needs is water. See, that's comfortable faith, where we give to God what we have, where we give to God in the borders of our limitations, where we give to God conditionally. It's the shallow faith. It's the faith where, you know, you've been at the beach and in that shallow water, you're in control. And you're having fun, splashing water to each other and the kids are laughing, but you won't go any further. In the shallow waters, you're in control. Yeah, I can do that. I'm happy to do that. I have time. I've got nothing else to do, and we do it. That is shallow faith. That is doing what we are comfortable in doing. Amen. So she said, okay, I'll go and get the water because I have water. But see, God is going to stretch her. God is going to increase her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to use her to be a sustainer, not just to Elijah, but to her whole family and to all her relatives. Oh, come on, church. Can you get this morning? I feel this in my spirit. Praise God. Can God find one or two or three people in this church that will say, I will be a sustainer. Hallelujah. Not just with what I have, but I'm believing God that I'm going to give more than what I have. And God is going to use me. God is going to expand my influence. This is a prophetic word for this church. God is calling you to be a sustainer in this house. And God is calling this church to be a sustainer in this community. And as she was going, he called her and said, by the way, bring me, I pray, a morsel of bread in your hands. Here we go, the prophets and the preachers are asking for more. They're always asking. Seriously, these are what people say. They're always asking. They don't just want water, no, they want bread. He wants, do you want a steak with that as well? Is God setting up Elijah, or is God setting up this widow woman that's about to die? Water, I can do that. And then, stop! Actually, bring me a piece of bread as well. And you can just see her face going, look. And she said, okay, that's enough. That's enough. As the Lord God lives, I do not have a cake. I have a handful of meal in a barrel. And look at her predicament. Look at her predicament, church. That's why it doesn't matter where you are this morning, the condition that you are living in, whether your resources are great or they are limited, it does not matter, because I believe nobody in this place is in the predicament of this woman. And if God could take her out through what she did to become a sustainer, God can definitely take you out from where you are to where you need to be and become a sustainer. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Praise God. She said, look, all I have is a handful of flour. Everybody say handful. A little. All I have is a handful of flour. I have a little oil. See the terminology? A little oil. And listen to this. I am gathering 2 sticks. Even the sticks were running away from her. I mean, she's on a tight budget. Are you here this morning, church? Hallelujah. She's on a tight budget. Isn't that what you tell God? God says in His Word, give. And you say, Lord, let me just tell you what I have. A little. A lot of bills. A big mortgage. And so we limit God by what we have. When God is trying to take us out what we have into what we should be having. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask for an offering after this. Hallelujah. The pastor already asked for the offering, praise God. And yes, the pastor didn't say anything to me about what to preach. This is a word from the Lord for you this morning. This is her budget. A handful of meal, a little oil, and 2 sticks. That's the funny one. 2 sticks. 2 sticks. That's her budget. I'm going to go in. I'm going to dress it for me and my son. And look at the predicament. We're going to eat it and we're going to die. And it's like she's saying, and you want me to give you a piece of bread? You want me to sustain you? Water, I can give you water, but bread, that's for me. Do you notice her term, her wording, her vocabulary? For me, for my son. It's all about me. It's give me. God is trying to get her to focus on not just her receiving, but for her to be a giver. Because now comes the word of the Lord. And Elijah said to her, don't fear. Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me first a little cake. There goes the preacher again asking first. This would be in the Courier Mail tomorrow. Pastor Elijah tells a widow woman that's about to die to give him first the cake. Serious? Do we see how God's ways are different to our ways? What the devil has tried to do to limit the church. So the church is always with 2 sticks, little flour, little oil. Believers, a little flour, a little oil, and 2 sticks. Amen. And we go through life struggling. And the word of the Lord comes and says, don't fear. This is how I want you to do it. Give me first. He didn't tell her to give him the whole cake. He said, give me first. That's the principle of the giving to God first. The principle of honoring God first. That's not just talking about finances. The principle of giving God our priority, our time, our best. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I believe God deserves our best. I believe God deserves our best worship, our best church attendance. Hallelujah. Our best church. Can you say amen? I've only got 2 sticks. This is my predicament. Okay, I understand what you're going through, but here's the word of the Lord. Here's the challenge. Here's the challenge for you this morning. This the challenge for me. The Lord knows what she's going through. But the Lord's saying, I have a plan for you to take you out of where you are to where you need to be, and in the middle is a bridge. We're going to get to that quickly. Give me first a little bit of the cake, bring it to me, and after make for you and your son. Stop there. We read the Bible like a history book. That's happened. What would you have done? What would you have done? And here comes the promise, verse 14. For thus says the Lord. Now that's key. Thus says the Lord. The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day the Lord sends rain upon the land. Hallelujah. And she has a dilemma. She's got her condition. She's got a promise of being a sustainer. She thinks she's just going to sustain with water. God's thinking abundance of bread, abundance of oil, abundance of flour. Amen. And so she has now an instruction with a promise. Don't miss that. All the instructions of God have a promise. Amen. So she has an instruction. See, I always thought to myself, why didn't Elijah just go up to her and do the Pentecostal thing? In Jesus' name, we command abundance of flour today in your house. Why didn't he say, in Jesus' name, we call oil from heaven? No. Because there is an element that God is always looking for. Faith. Everybody say faith. Come on, church. See, she went home and she sat in her living room and she thought, okay, two sticks, little flour, little oil. The prophet has come. He said, give me first. And then he has said, if you do it, there's going to be a supernatural provision of flour and of oil, and you're going to be a sustainer. Listen, her house was full of people coming to eat bread because she had the abundance. I wouldn't be surprised if she opened up a bakery. Hallelujah. Because there was not much bread in that city in that time. There was drought. She became a sustainer. But the key is here. This is where she is. She has an instruction. She has a word from God. And now she's in the middle of this thing with an instruction, with the word. What do I do? What do I do? Do I obey the word? Or do I say, I don't believe what the word says, I will do it my way, and I will eat the bread, and I will die. I will sustain myself, I will eat it, and I will die anyway, and God on his mind is for me to become a sustainer of the whole city. Hallelujah. So you're there. Hallelujah. Have you been there? Hallelujah. God's spoken a word to you. God has given you a rhema word. God has, like what the brother was saying before, bring your tithe to the storehouse. Bring your offering to the storehouse so that there may be meat in my house. And so we have that promise. That's the word of the Lord. That's God's word for you and God's word for me. And then we know what the word says and we know what the promise says. I will open the windows of heaven. I will pour out such blessing upon you that you will not have room enough to receive it. We know the instruction. We know the promise. But we say like the lady, okay, I understand. If you ask me to give $10, I can do that. But $100? Now I've got to tell you my situation. So we start telling God as if he doesn't know. We start telling God, Lord, two sticks. Little flour, little oil. But then God always tells us what, he always tells us his word, what his word says. So now we have the dilemma. Do I do it God's way? Do I do it my way? And 3 months from now, I've still got two sticks, little flour, little oil. Or do I take God at his word and say, I don't understand? Listen, faith does not have to be understood. Faith has to be obeyed. Oh, I wish I had you here for another hour. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm serious. I teach this in my church, and people start catching it, and they start doing it, and you start seeing people go from two sticks, they become sustainers. People start being generous. See, your mentality changes from give me, give me, give me, to who can I give to? Who can I bless? who can I pray for? And it just starts to flow. You start applying God's word, and then you start receiving God's blessings. Oh, hallelujah. So she did it, didn't she? She went and she did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal did not waste, neither did the cruse of oil fail according. Everybody say, according? According to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. According to the word of the Lord. Three elements here. Just give me 5 more minutes. Three elements. Three elements that this woman put into motion to become a sustainer. Number one, she had the word of the Lord. Number one. And listen, in my church, I would take one of these each Sunday, the word of the Lord, and I would teach them what that means. But I'm going to give it to you real quickly. The word of, you've got to have the word of the Lord on it. That's why it's so important you read what the word of God says, not what man says. Back everything up with the word of God. Now, there's the word of God, then there's the word from God. The word of God is what you read. The word from God is what he speaks to your situation. It's important that we get a God perspective about what we are going through. God's word will always stretch us, will always expand us. She did not just give everything she had based on a dream after having pizza. No, seriously. Someone come up to me and say, Pastor, I'm believing God for a new car. So I just gave my car away. I said, why did you do that? Oh, because I went to the conference and the pastor said he did that. Did you get the word from God? You're walking to work tomorrow, man. You got to get a word from God. So when we talk about financial giving, if we talk about finances, it's clear. You don't need to hear a word from God, just read the word of God. But when God tells me to give this brother $100, that's not the word of God, that's the word from God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So you're sitting, Father, and the Lord says, bless that brother. And he's saying, amen, do it, brother, do it. Let the Lord speak. And so you're living your life, you're saying, Lord, yes, I want to be a giver. Lord, I want to be a sustainer. Lord, just with what I have, Lord, I don't have much, but I want to start somewhere. And the Lord says, bless that brother with $50. That's the word from God, and God is proving to see where you are. Oh, hallelujah. And if you can do that, the Lord says, I can trust this boy. I can trust this girl to become a sustainer. So you need the word of God, the word from God. And I could preach on that for a long, long time, but let's just go to the next one. You need faith. So you get the word from God, and then you need to believe God's word. You need to believe what God's word says. Believe. You need to. Bible says, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. You have to believe in your heart. There has to be faith in your heart. And the last one is obedience. And that there is action. Everybody say action. You've got to do something. Faith without action is a lost opportunity. Action. Quick action. See, this lady heard from God, then the lady believed God, but then she had to do something. She had to literally bake that cake and bring it to the man of God. She had to put actions to her faith and to the word. Everybody knows what the word of God says, but not everybody believes it. And less do it. Less do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you receive that this morning? Praise God. Proverbs says, scatter. There is one that scatters and yet increases. Whoa, that doesn't make sense. There is one that scatters and yet he increases. There is one that withholds. This is mine, 2 sticks, flour and oil. I'm not giving this to no one. There is one that withholds more than his meat, and it leads to poverty. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. So our predicament is, man, all I can give is water. Then we read the Bible and it says, give. And we say, oh, how can I start giving? And that's the word of the Lord for you. Then we are challenged to believe it and then start doing it. And as we do it, God begins to elevate us. And God begins to promote us. And we start becoming sustainers. I believe this church can have 50, 60 people that are going to be sustainers in this house. Hallelujah. Start with what you have. Start with what you can give. And God is going to elevate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand up this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Man, when I get to preaching, I forget the time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is God good to you? Is God good? God is good. God is good. God is good. Raise your hands to the heavens all over this place. All you need to do this morning, we won't do an altar call, but all you need to say is, Lord, if you want, I want to be a sustainer, Lord. I want to be a giver. I want to be generous. Yes, Lord, right now I've got 2 sticks. I've got a little bit of flour. Someone will say, I've got no employment. I've got no work. I've been laid off. God knows. God knows. And his word comes to you always to stretch you, to take you out of your comfort zone. That's not to hurt you. That's to bless you. Hallelujah. Start doing it. Start applying God's word. Little bit here, a little bit there. Lord, I've only got 5 loaves and 2 fish. How can I touch 20,000 people? Well, give me the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Hallelujah. Lord, this church has 100 people. 100, I don't know how many people has this church has. 100, 120 people. How can we touch Caboolture? Lord, well, can you at least say, I want to be a sustainer? Can you at least say, Lord, I'm going to take your word. I'm going to believe it. I don't understand it, but I'm going to believe it, that our church is going to be a sustainer in this community. Let's all raise our hands. Let's begin to pray in the Spirit. Come on, church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God's taking you out. God's taking you from the 2 sticks, from the little flour, from the little oil. God's taking you out from being sustained to being a sustainer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next week, I want to challenge you. Bring something of substance to the Lord, to this house. Bring something you've never brought to God before. It's the word of the Lord from this man that has traveled from the south side of Brisbane this morning. Bring your tithe. Bring an offering. Bring something over and above that stretches you. Don't just bring, oh, I can bring that. That's easy. That's water. But God says, no, give me a portion that's going to stretch your faith. Bring it next week. Put it in an envelope and say, this is my faith offering. I want to become a sustainer, hallelujah. That this church will never have to beg. That this church will never have to, you know, go to the bank even. That the sustaining is so great that it comes from God's people. Can you say amen? If you want to be one of those, raise your hands. Raise your hand. If you want to be one of, no, seriously. If you want to be one of those, raise your hands and God's going to use you. Amen. Bless you, brother. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Steve.